Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
But right now we go out to the hotline. We welcome in former NBAer, actor, double threat guy, signing trading cards, memorabilia at the Panini NBA All-Star VIP event in Charlotte. Of course, that's this weekend, to tip off All-Star Weekend in what they call the Queen City, even though I'm from Ohio, so Cincinnati claims the Queen City, but Charlotte, obviously, a fine town. Darius Miles joins us on the show today, folks. Darius, hello.
How you doing?
Can I tell you something? You're going to think I'm lying to you, but I swear to God, on my children.
Okay.
You're a better natural actor than Ray Allen. And he got game. I'm dead serious. I was like, man, he's a good actor. The guy's got chops, man. Let Darius Miles take care of that business. Darius,
I got out there.
Darius, how you doing, friend?
I'm all right.
Darius, you're down in Charlotte. You're signing autographs now. First off, you know, you play in the NBA during a different time. You see what the NBA's become with the players. As a former player, I probably think you're probably excited because of the empowerment of what's going on with players where guys choose their own destinations. Do you feel that way?
It's a dirty game out there. You know, they call it business, but, you know, it is what it is. You know, you want everybody to be happy at the end of the day. So it is what it is.
Yeah, do you think that there's any pitfalls to the NBA with that as well, though, for the regular fan?
No, it's part of the game. It's part of the business, the so-called say. So, you know, I don't think it's going to really hurt. A lot of people feel it's going to be hurt in some towns, and a lot of people, whatever town that player go to, they're going to be happy. So,
Anthony Davis. Anthony Davis was a little bit taken aback that people were booing him in New Orleans after he said what he said, where, yeah, he's going to leave and he wants to go on to greener pastures. How would you handle that if you were Anthony Davis?
Just keep my mouth shut, play basketball, and pray up. That's all. Pray for the best situation.
Do you think he'll end up in L.A. next year?
I don't know. I just... You know, he's an Illinois boy like myself, so I just always just root for my state and the players that come out of my state. So I just hope he's just be in the best situation possible.
Darius Miles joining us on the show. Of course, he's down in Charlotte this weekend signing for Panini. He's from Belleville, Illinois, just like he said. East St. Louis High School. You were picked by the Clippers.
East St. Louis, Illinois.
East St. Louis. I beg your pardon.
East St. Louis, Illinois.
Fine.
Thank you.
That's right. So you were drafted by the Clippers in 2000. You had a nice career. How much do you think the NBA has changed from when you were a player, Darius?
I think it's changed a lot. You know, defensive wise, offensive wise. When I got to the league, it was a lot of 7-footers under the goal, and these days. It's not too many that's protecting the basket. So it just changed a whole lot. But it's a beautiful game. A lot of points scored, and I still love it just as much as I loved it back then.
So last year, I'm reading the Players Tribune. Your story comes out. It's just absolutely remarkable. You hold nothing back. Were you thinking about when you were doing this story, were you thinking about holding any of it back? Because it's an unbelievable story that you tell here, Darius.
I just try to tell it like it is and just tell the truth as much as possible. And I really didn't want to do it. I'm not big on cameras or microphones or interviews or stuff like that. But I really didn't really want to do it. And Q kind of convinced me to do it. And I'm glad my story just put a smile on people's face, made them sad, made them laugh, made them cry, made them hear emotions. And I'm just glad it turned out well and people received it well.
It's an unbelievable story. I mean, seriously, and shows where the NBA was then and how much the NBA's changed and how much it's changed for, you know, for young players like you, Darius. You don't do many interviews. When you do interviews, is there something that you wish the host would ask you that you never get to answer?
Wow, I ain't never heard that.
Like, because like if you don't do a lot of interviews, there's got to be something where something happens in the NBA or something happens out there, and you want to get it off your chest, and you're like, man, I just wish a guy would ask me about this.
No, I'm not like that. It's part of the job. People want to know. Your fans and your audience want to know certain things from you. I want you to ask me certain things, and I just want to be prepared to answer anything that comes my way.
So how much basketball are you watching these days?
Well, you watch basketball every day, all day. Like it's like a drug. I can't get away from it. It's just I look at it all the time. If I'm not looking at it on TV, I'm probably on my phone looking at highlights. So.
Wow, really? You're still that involved in the game, Darius?
I'm not involved that much, but I feel like I got a high IQ, and I just look at it, and it's just repetitively looking at it, and I can see a lot of stuff that, you know, coaches or players just see.
Darius Miles,
for so long, it's just like I study it.
Darius Miles joining us on the show. He's down in Charlotte for All-Star Weekend. You know, you said, quote here, we used to have Alvin Gentry losing his damn mind. We literally show up for day one training camp with Super Soakers. This is back in your old day in this story. What do you think he's thinking of with this Pelicans team where there is that distraction with what's going on with Anthony Davis? Del Demps just got fired. What do you think he's thinking of right now?
Trying to just keep the team together and stay on task at hand, and the task is to make the playoffs and win games. Alvin Gentry is a great coach. He's a great players coach. So I think he really going to handle it well regardless of whatever the situation is. I enjoyed him when I was a young guy, and I definitely think his players enjoy playing for him too.
Darius Miles joining us on the show. All right, I got to ask you, because this one's going to get us all on TV. Who's the best player who ever played the game? Who's the best NBA player ever?
Michael Jordan.
Why?
Because it's many reasons. Because I've been watching the game, and I feel like I know the game since the 80s on to now. And just over the years, me seeing the game, studying the game, and knowing the game, it's just him. He just overall, it's really not about rings. It's really not. It's just his game, his demeanor, his attitude. He paved a whole way of a lot of players, and he's just the best, like, overall, in any shape, form, or fashion to me.
All right, where does LeBron rank then?
On my list?
Yeah.
I can give you my top five. And
we
can,
oh, please. Please.
Yeah. Well, my top five of players, I don't really count the Wilts, the Russells, Oscars, and all them, because they was like 60s, 70s. So from the time I've really been studying the game, from like, I want to say the 80s on to now, Michael Jordan is the best player. He's number one. I will give Kareem Abdul-Jabbar number two. I would give Kobe Bryant number three. Shaq number four. And, LeBron James number five.
LeBron fifth?
Yeah.
All right. Why is LeBron so low on this list?
I don't think he's low, because for you to be anybody top five, that's higher than most. There's not many players who played the game, so he's not low. It's just that them four players, domination of Shaq, one of the reasons I got Shaq, but Shaq dominated, like, for them 5-6 years, like, it's nobody I've ever seen dominate like that. People say Wilt, but I know Wilt Gaines, know the history, but to see Shaq, how he dominated and how he changed the game, he got to be in people's top five. I feel like he don't get the credit. I feel like Kobe Bryant the credit. And he the best thing since Jordan.
With with Shaq, I swear to God, Darius, I totally agree. I've gotten in visceral arguments about Shaquille O'Neal. I'm going, man, you guys don't understand the way he changed the game and the way that people had to change guarding him and the rules that needed to change. Yeah.
Yeah, the rules that needed to change. And Kobe, like I say, he's the next slice of bread next to Jordan. You know, it's like he's dominating. He don't get the credit he deserves. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, the most winning basketball player, male basketball player I ever seen or heard about in my life. And he just, for the hook shot, people don't even do the hook shot. I think it's like one player I've seen for the last 25 years do the hook shot consistently, and that's Mark Gasol. You know, and,
well, Zdrunas used to Zdrunas used to bust it out every now and then. Now, consistently,
it don't look like the same. You know, you do a hook shot, but it don't have the same form as Kareem. Like, Gasol will run across the lane, ball all the way out, and hook a real hook shot like Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. But Kareem is the most winning basketball, male basketball player I ever seen. He was dominating. He won everywhere he went from elementary school all the way up to the pros, and he's just a dominating force, and he don't get the credit he deserves. And Michael Jordan, you know, the most dominating player on both sides of the ball ever.
Darius, I'm serious. I can't thank you enough. I thank you very much for the time. I hope you enjoy the time down in Charlotte. If we never get a chance to talk, I wish you very well, but I'd love to talk to you again, my friend. All the best.
Oh, man, we definitely got to do it again. I really appreciate it.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.